can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be
good afternoon to everyone. Live, Laugh, and Be You with Audrey Lynette, co-hosting by Dave Laskowski and Linda Laskowski. And all of us are in Kansas City together for this show. And we're more than happy to have you with us today. And as you may have noticed on our website and broadcast emails, that we're going to have an interesting subject today. We're going to... show is going to be all about love, the conscious way, but you're going to be surprised that we're only going to spend just a few moments on love and go into some other very, very interesting things. So without further ado, allow me to introduce our host, Audrey Lynette. Good afternoon, Audrey.
Hello, David. Hello, everybody. And here's a shout out to Lynn, who isn't with us today. She's in there working with a client. She's been working all day, so she's in there working with a client, so we send her a big shout-out. And how does it get any better than this?
There we go.
So it's just you and me, David.
I know.
What grand and glorious adventures can we get up to today?
Well, we'll just see how much trouble we can get into, and we've got an hour to get ourselves off of it. How's it get any better than that, and what are the possibilities there?
What are the possibilities? She was going to join us while she was attending to a client.
Absolutely, and we have some small technical glitches here at the office where we're at today, because if we put a third phone online, somehow everything goes wonky, and then it's a little hard to get ourselves out of that mess. And you really need, for us to do a show, I guess it's kind of important that the listeners are able to hear us. So we'll just take a shot at that.
But could do it in Mon one day. That would be interesting.
Yeah, I can see all of you holding your hands up right now. Yeah, that's right. Okay, I think we've bottomed out. Let's pick her back up again. Well, we do have Valentine's Day coming up. And I thought, and we were kind of kicking around some ideas today to talk about love and the access consciousness way of looking at love. We think we're going to give you some interesting ideas to ponder as mm-hmm. listeners mm-hmm. and perhaps some things to consider.
Yeah.
And we'll kind of see where it goes. So, Audrey, why don't we just kind of get into the meat and potatoes here and a little bit about love and maybe the opposite of love and where love goes and all those wonderful little cliches that they write songs about.
And there's so many. It's like, who could be a absolutely, David. It's actually, you know what? Love is one of those things that we all have a different point of view about it, and we've all had a different experience about it. And one of the things I'm very grateful for in Access is any way you have, any point of view that you have, whatever that point of view is, will create your reality.
Okay.
So any point of view that you may have around love, for instance, you don't have it, or someone loves you or someone doesn't, or you're not good enough to have love, or just that you're not a very nice person and you hate yourself.
My goodness.
Did that sound like there was any love or gratitude in any of that?
No, not at all. It got very heavy.
Yeah, very heavy, yeah. So we all have and have had so many different points of view about love. So for me to dive into that bag of tricks and talk about that could be interesting, and it probably take longer than what we were going to talk about.
Yeah.
So I pondered and went, well, what's the simplest way to really get the energy across of what else is possible here from a non-judgmental, empowering and allowing point of view.
There we go.
Does that sound like fun?
Off and running.
Yeah, baby. Woohoo! Okay. I digress. That goes on in my head all the time. How does it get any better? Okay, so let's just take a second, if you'd like, to have a sense of what the energy of love is. Just perceive love in your universe. Wherever you are, how does that feel? Does it make you feel lighter and expanded? Or a little bit heavy, maybe a little confused, a little conflicted?
Yeah, I think a lot around the latter, at least for me.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So now, I have a question for you. Has anyone who's loved you judged you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so can you judge in love?
Now, that's a very interesting point of view.
Okay. Well, let's just leave that point of view alone for a minute, okay? And let's look at the other side of what we talk about a lot. Now, I'd like you to perceive someone that you're really grateful for in your life.
Yeah.
Or something that you're really grateful for.
Yes, indeed.
Or perceive the energy of gratitude. Having gratitude. How does that make you feel?
Well, it feels as wide as the universe.
Wide as the universe. Is there any judgment in that?
No, it's very neutral.
Woo-hoo. Can you judge in it?
No, can't judge it either. I can't, you know, when you say the word gratitude and I perceive the energy of gratitude,
mm-hmm.
I can't put anything negative on it.
It's like
Teflon. It won't stick.
Exactly. Exactly. So what would the world look like if we were being willing to have gratitude in our lives, in our livings?
My goodness.
More space.
Wow.
More ease. Maybe a little kindness thrown in now and again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Yeah.
That energy of gratitude, if that was something that you would be willing to add right now, for this moment, in everything that you are, in everything that you be, what difference would that make?
A lot of possibilities sure come out of that.
Oh,
if one were to live in gratitude, even an hour a day, it's easy to say, well, you know, for the rest of my life, 24/7, I'm going to just live in gratitude. Well,
yeah.
You know, we're not used to doing that, as we're not used to having a healthy diet. We're not used to drinking water. We're not used to getting enough sleep. We're not, as, you know, us, our species is not really that used to doing a lot of stuff. But let's just say today, for today only, for the next hour, 10 seconds or 20 seconds or 30 seconds, you're going to stay in gratitude all the time and then just start practicing that.
Mm-hmm.
I think once a person realizes the difference between being in gratitude and not in gratitude, it's a lot more comfortable to be grateful.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'm really glad you said that, David, too, because it isn't always easy to be grateful. I mean, how many things have blown up in your life and kicked you off the track, or you've been going along, you know, what did I do to create this, you know? Well, my favorite is, what is right about this I'm not getting? Hello, universe, what is going on here?
Yeah, if a person goes and has a job and loses their job, it's pretty hard at that moment in time, you know, when you're getting your pink slip and you're told there's the door, to be grateful for that. But if that were to turn around and perhaps give you the opportunity for a better job, then it's easy for us to slip into gratitude, even though at that moment in time we were really angry and cheesed off because we lost our job. So it is a kind of a complex or confusing energy to work with, because we're just not used to it, I think.
Yeah. No, it isn't something that I know when I first started using the tools and access and changing my whole body and my life, I didn't recognize that I wasn't in gratitude at the time. Because I was just so, I have to change this. What is it going to take for me to change this? And one day I was at a class and I was watching Gary, and he was weeping, and it was like he was so happy and he was so weeping. And I asked him, what are you being? And he said, I'm just so grateful. I'm like, oh, quick, pinch me. I've got to cry to be grateful. Hang on a minute. Really? So I walked around for a couple of years going, okay, am I grateful? And no tears would happen.
Yeah.
It was about 18 months ago, I heard something said to me which really made me feel light. And it was like, men like to be thanked for what they do. And women are okay. They're always doing. They're happy. They not necessarily require thank you. But if you'll actually thank a man, they will just be filled up, happy, and their tanks are full.
Wow.
And so I was like, really? that's weird. I don't need to be thanked. The receiving it's thank you enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
But I was watching my husband, and it was like, wow, you know, I wonder if this works. So with everything, any tool I hear, if something makes me feel lighter, I give it a go.
Sure.
So I started to thank him for everything that he did. When he made, if he made the bed, I said, "Say, honey, thank you for making the bed. Thank you for making my coffee. Thank you for spoiling me. Thank you for saying you love me. Thank you for picking that up." And I just started saying thank you. And at first it was like remote, you know, I just have to be present and remember to say thank you. He'd do something and I forget and I go, oh, hang on a minute. Thank you for doing that. So I even sounded like a robot sometimes. Thank you for picking that coffee cup up. Thank you for taking the trash out. And I watched myself say thank you. And I started to observe him. His chest would come out and he'd go, you're welcome. And he'd go off and he'd do something. And it was about 2 weeks later, I came home and I'd asked him if he could clear the lounge room up or the living room out here so that I could do a session that afternoon. And I came in and it wasn't tidy. And I was like, what is he doing? And I walked around into the bathroom and it was glowing, like it was sparkling. And he had actually taken, to me, the hardest job in the house and cleaned the bathroom from top to toe.
Wow.
And I was like, oh my goodness, he didn't do what I asked. He did something better. And I went, oh my goodness, is this thank you stuff paying off?
Wow. Oh, what a great investment. You know, that brings to mind an interesting Valentine's Day exercise that perhaps our listeners might want to accept the challenge for. Let's say a husband and wife, or husband and significant other, or wife, significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever your relationship is with somebody, on that day, tell each other that every time that you do something that I'm grateful for, you're going to tell me thank you. And you know you're going to do this, so it won't become old during the day. And I bet that by the end of the day, most folks are going to be very, very surprised at how many different little things that they have to be grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't realize how much we do for each other, and we take it all for granted.
Yep.
And you know, the energy of the goodness of a good deed is lost very, very quickly, because it's like, you know, I expect people to do that for me. I expect my wife to cook dinner. I expect, you know, the kids to behave themselves or do their homework or all those things. But if you spent the entire day and your children said, Mom, I'm done with my homework, well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much for doing your homework. And then at the end of dinner, the kids said, Mom, that was a great dinner. Thank you very much. By the end of the day, I mean, it might sound a little old at the end of the day, but you might be surprised if you put a little tick mark on a paper. You could have hundreds and hundreds of little things that just make your day filled with gratitude.
That sounds like fun for me. I sign up for that.
Absolutely. There we go.
What else is possible? And one of the beautiful things that we talk about, like what we just talked about then, where when you keep thanking and acknowledging, the energy of gratitude will just show up. And what if you were being received with that, or receiving that energy of gratitude? Would you like to hang out in that energy more often?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, I was just looking at that. That's the same for money.
Oh, yeah. There we go. Yeah.
I know we're talking about love, but hey, let's talk about money. Woo! So how many of you are grateful for the money that you have in your pocket right now? Ah, see how that got a little heavy?
Yeah.
Are you looking at what you have or what you don't have?
You have to say that one more time, sir. See, because those are the sticking points that people may blur over.
Yeah.
Think about this and say this to yourself. Audrey's going to say it one more time, slowly, and then all of our listeners, just listen to what she has to say, even write it down.
Are you focusing on what you have or what you have not? See, how much of your life are you spending looking at what you don't have rather than being thankful for what you do? And if you're willing to be thankful for every penny that you have right now, well, how much, and you look at that energy of gratitude, will money wish to show up to be thankful, thanked by you? I know that's a weird concept.
Yeah.
But I know if I was getting received and thanked as often as we've just been talking about, I wanted to hang out with me or you.
Yeah, that's right. There we go.
It's the same with money. Everything has consciousness. So if you were willing to look at what you have and be grateful for it, and I don't mean the gratitude you were told, you better be grateful that you got that.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude is also being thrown around a little bit. I remember as a kid you say, well, just be thankful you've got that. Well, I am thankful, and I'd like more.
That's right.
Is that bad? Yes, it is bad. You should be just grateful for what you've got. I'm like, okay. My grandfather used to say to my mother, you know, you'd give her the moon and she'd ask for the stars. But they're there. They're available.
That's right.
Why can't I have them?
Yeah, even from a practical standpoint, if your mom makes a meatloaf, a real kick-butt meatloaf, and it tastes really, really good, and every time she made that, you heap nothing but gratitude and praise upon her because you love that meatloaf, what's the likelihood of that dinner showing up a little bit more often than maybe something you're not as fond of? You know, we just want to. The universe is almost like us.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot easier to have things show up in your life if you're in a grateful mode or have grateful energy or are receptive to energy than it is if you're just angry and cheesed off all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you look at that energy, you know, just look at the difference. Davey, you're on the phone. You're stuck with me, dude.
Yep.
Just look at the energy. Is anything changing or moving in your universe as we're talking about gratitude?
Well, it's very, very light, and
mm-hmm.
it's very, very expansive.
Mm-hmm.
And there are nothing but opportunities and possibilities that can show up now because it seems like the energy of anger and upset or what I don't have
mm-hmm.
is almost blocks the good stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't, maybe I'm not verbalizing it correctly, but I think you get the gist of what I'm saying there. It's like the door is shut.
Yes. When you have judgment can cut off what you are willing or able to receive. So if you're being the energy of gratitude, where there's lots of possibilities and lots of space, does that allow you to receive more?
Absolutely.
So would you be willing, David, to receive more of everything you desire and require in your life and living?
Absolutely.
Okay. And if anybody else there would like that, those of you who are familiar with consciousness and access, woo-hoo!
There we go.
Everything that would allow you to receive everything that you desire and require, just take a second to perceive what that would be like. If you were receiving everything that you ever desired or ever required, how much more space would that create for you? Everywhere that you haven't been willing to have that, or choose that, or be that, or receive that, would you be willing to let it go?
Yes.
And to let all of that walls, doors, blocks, limitations just slide away and release you from any judgment sticking you.
Indeed, yes.
Thank you. In that access clearing, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pod, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Now, for those who are going, what the hell did she just say?
That's right, yeah.
With an Australian accent?
Yeah.
You can go to the one of our websites and click on the clearing statement. It is simply a use of words to facilitate the cleansing of energy so that you can just basically choose and release, big delete button, all the things that have stopped you from having everything you desire and require.
There we go.
How does it get any better than that?
Absolutely. Excellent tools. Lots of tools. The clearing statement is something that Lynn and I use on a round-the-clock basis now, and now that we've kind of learned the concept, the basic concepts, and as Audrey had said, you can go to accessconsciousness.com, which would be the main site for Access, and lots of information there. Or perhaps if you noticed or perceived a shift in your energy where maybe it was heavy and then it got light, and you're willing to receive maybe a little bit more information about Access, perhaps you may want to take a class or two. Who's to say? You know, anything's possible.
Absolutely. And if not, it's okay too, because I talk about it any which way.
That's right.
Woohoo!
If you're listening to our show, you're going to hear about these things.
Yeah. And one of the things that we talk about, and I say a lot, and it comes out in Access, is choice creates awareness. And choice is paramount to processing. So you as a being, when you choose to let go of anything that may be in the way of you, it'll go, no matter what, no matter where, no matter how. How does that sound?
Yeah, that's an intriguing way of looking at things. And I guess it's important for folks to know that you're always going to have a choice. Mm-hmm. You may not like all the choices. You know, maybe a rock and a hard place or hell and fire. We don't know what the choices are going to be for you. But to think that you don't have a choice, you always, always do.
Yes. And if you don't like the choices presented, ask, is there another choice here?
That's right.
And is there another choice that would expand the possibilities here?
Yeah.
That's a tricky one, David. I don't think I've told you that one.
No, and we all know this because we all know that if I'm stuck, if I'm trapped in anger, if I'm really upset about something, I don't have a whole lot of choices, at least at that moment in time, from my perspective. My viewpoint right then and there is I'm locked into anger, and I really don't care if the best thing since sliced bread is in front of me and there's 50 exits to get out of this problem. If I'm locked into anger, that's just the way it's going to be, and I'm going to stay angry, and I don't think I have any choices. But if we can unlock ourselves from any kind of a judgment, be it anger or some other energy, and we can realize that, take a breath and say, yes, I have other choices. I don't exactly know what the hell they are at the moment, but I do know, you know, what would it take for me to have another choice here, because I really don't like this one. And we can make demands. We can demand the universe to help us.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to know a really simple question?
Sure.
How does it get any better than this?
Yeah. Yeah, for good things and bad things.
Absolutely.
For what we perceive as bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no good or bad. It just is. But
I love what you said, though, David. It's like whatever situation, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
There's no right or wrong. Whatever situation you're in, there's always a different choice, and you can choose again. That's the whole beauty of this. What if you weren't stuck with the same old choice, and you could have a different possibility?
Mm-hmm.
So in the instance of David saying really angry, what else is possible here? Okay, I'm having anger right now. What else is possible here? What will it take for something else to show up?
Yeah, you may just decide that you're so angry with your kids right now that you just could just spit nails. So instead of anger, I choose to go for a walk. Or you go, Dad, I'm going for a walk. Well, you've made a choice. At least you've made a choice. Now you're not stuck in anger. You're going for a walk. They're two completely different things. Then when you're walking, you may continue to ask that question, you know, what else is there? What else is possible? What else is possible? Then all of a sudden you get a few houses down or a block away and you go, wow, I was really angry over something stupid. Then a couple more blocks go by. Before you know it, you keep asking the question and clear your mind, and things start popping in, answers to the questions that you keep asking, other choices, more choices, and more choices. What a wonderful, that sounds like a lot more fun as far as a lifestyle than just getting stuck and being angry for 40 years.
No, you shouldn't do that. You should stay angry.
Yeah.
I'm being naughty now.
I know.
It works on my husband, so I was trying it out on you.
Yeah.
Whenever my husband's judging himself or making himself wrong for something, I can say all the, no, that's not true, honey. No, that's not true. Finally say, you know, you're right. And he goes, I am not. I go, oh, sorry, my bad.
Yeah.
You're damn right you're not right.
Yeah.
I'm not that. And then he looks at me and goes, you did it again, honey. I'm like, yes.
I know, it's gotten to the point with us that every once in a while, I'll just get mad, say I'm mad, and just say, yeah, I know how to get out of this. I just feel like being mad for a couple of minutes. Just leave me alone. I just want to feel what that's like, and it'll go away in a minute. Just relax. Okay, it's gone. Thank you very much. Because you start realizing things faster and faster. You know, why should I waste the time of that kind of a locked-in emotion that's not going to get me any place?
Mm-hmm.
And turn it around and go right back into gratitude, because you can never, ever, ever go wrong with gratitude. There's no bad side to gratitude, I don't think.
Not that I've experienced so far. And just in that, it brings the awareness of the tool I was going to share with everybody. And what you just described was perfect, David. You know, even in anger, you know, you can stop and choose. I know we picked anger, but even in tears, or even like this morning, I was having a massage and going, oh, I didn't know I had that there, oh. And I started to perceive the energy shift, and I went, if I were being grateful for my body right now, who would I be and what would I choose? And all of a sudden, those tears relaxed, and I started giggling and giggling and giggling and giggling. Because in all of that, I've made my body wrong in the past for so many things. You know, we've all done that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's the thing that slows us down, or it's not skinny enough, it's not young enough, it's not fast enough, it's not tall enough, it's not short enough, etc. The list goes on. But when you have a body, what if you were grateful for it? Would that make a difference?
Oh, absolutely.
And so the tool I just said, which I'll highlight again, is, if I were being grateful for me right now, who would I be and what would I choose? And I know it sounds funny, who would I be and what would I choose? But when you're being grateful, you can then be something different or not, and you can choose something different or not. So it's like asking, if I were being in gratitude, you get a sense how it brings you into a different possibility.
Mm-hmm.
Who would I be? And now what would I choose?
Even if you had another person in your life, whoever that may be, it could be a brother, sister, a friend, a coworker, your boss, your pastor, whoever that may be. And if you're angry with them about something, if you were to turn around very quickly and think for a moment, what do I have to be grateful about my wife, my husband, my friend, my whoever it may be? And I would almost venture to say that the list of things to be grateful for is always going to be longer than whatever you're having a snip about. Doesn't invalidate it. Doesn't mean they didn't do something that, you know, made you upset.
Mm-hmm.
But what a total waste of time to be angry with someone when you have so much to be grateful for.
And how does it get any better than that?
Yes.
And that's where I was talking about, what if you could be grateful for yourself, no matter what anybody else was presenting or trying to gift to you?
Funny how we're the last one on the list most of the time.
I found it interesting how you took it to being grateful for somebody else. I was like, that was not where I was coming from.
Yeah.
I went, where did you go with that?
Yeah.
But it really, really highlights a point. How many of us have actually looked for gratitude in other people or tried to please other people only to find that you're the last person on the list and you've missed out?
Yeah, left out and way back, as we say.
Yeah. See, now that just shifted the energy. And that was really the whole theme of today. You know, I know everybody's getting ready to celebrate Valentine's. And I remember growing up as a kid, if you didn't have a partner, what did that mean?
Yeah.
In when I started, and so I was like, well, I'm going to love myself whether I have a partner or not, rebellious thing I was. But every time around Valentine's Day, the energy of judgment, because I was unattached, so therefore unloved, meant that it was less than.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking a little bit this afternoon prior to the show about, well, you know, what if on Valentine's Day you are alone?
Mm-hmm.
Are you actually alone? If you're sitting in the car driving to work, are you alone? If you're at home listening to the show right now, all by yourself, are you actually by yourself? And really, you're not, because you're there.
Yeah.
And there's a concept that took me a few minutes to wrap my brain around.
It was really funny to watch, too.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But you don't think about those kinds of things. You know, we don't think about that way of looking at that kind of a possibility, mm-hmm. or that kind of an opportunity. Because, as you said, Audrey, we are the last one on the list. Yeah. We're so giving, even as Americans. I mean, we're known throughout the history of our country for being such a giving nation, and we put ourselves last, moms and dads. You know, boy, I've got to sacrifice everything for my children. At what cost? You know, and then we wonder why we're bitter and angry, and we have disease and poor health and this, that, and the other thing. It's not a hard concept, not at all. That's just the way it is out there.
Yeah. Well, what if it was different? What if in this moment we could just take a moment to change that?
Yeah. I sense a clearing coming. Ooh.
Oh. What if in this moment would you be willing to put yourself in first place?
Oh, yes.
Because when you look at it, as an ambulance man in Australia, the ambulance man's code, that's what we, I'm not sure what the paramedics out here, but in Australia, they're ambulance men. And the ambulance man's code is that you take care of yourself first, ensure your safety before you go into a burning building. Because you could end up, if you don't do that, you'll end up with two casualties instead of one.
There you go.
Now, that's in emergency situations. But how many of us are putting ourselves in less than or difficult situations all the time by not putting yourself first or looking at what do you require or what you are before jumping in and taking care of everything and everyone else? So how many of us out there have not put yourself at the top of the run, have let everything and everybody else go first? And all the judgments, all the decisions, all the conclusions, all that blame, shame, regret, and guilt you've put upon yourself all that time for not ever taking care of everyone else first, would you be willing to let that go now? Just for now.
Yeah.
You can change it later. But just for now, if you would be willing to let that go for a few seconds.
Wow.
Awesome. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. Just 10 seconds of loving allowance for you can change how you perceive the rest of your life, your living, your day, everything. And if you're willing to be present with yourself, at least for 1 second, you can know what is true for you and what you require. So everywhere that you've been unwilling to know you, unwilling to have you, unwilling to be okay with yourself.
There you go. Yeah.
Would you be willing to let that go now?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Thank you. Right, wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine, Charlotte, boys and beyond. I know I digressed out of a radio show and into a class. Sorry, Mike.
But that's okay. Well, a good example for what we were just talking about, you know, when we were young and we wanted to learn to ride a two-wheel bicycle,
yeah.
Most of us didn't just climb on that bicycle and take off because we wanted the freedom that allowed.
Yeah.
But it took time. You know, we had to practice. We had to have training wheels on it. We may have fallen down a few times. Just like when we were learning to walk as very small children,
mm-hmm.
you fell down, but you realized the freedom of going from point A to point B. Well, as you were talking about in that clearing and the practicing of those techniques, doing it in 10-second increments is a little like learning to ride a bike with training wheels. You know, you've got to take the small steps. If you're willing to take the small steps,
mm-hmm.
eventually you'll travel a great distance.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end, that'll become your new normal. And a new normal in access is not easy always for everybody, but well worth the journey. Let's put it that way.
Actually, I'm glad you said that, David, because this is something that doing at the tent, because you know me, I can talk about anything and go 100 miles an hour. Sometimes I forget to take the little steps or share with people a little step that can change the ocean, you know, change, make a big change. And while you were talking, it's one of the things that you can do for yourself, if you choose, and there's no obligation, there's no have to, just a choice, is that for 1 hour a day, put you first. 1 hour a day that you do something for you. It's all about you. Whatever that is. It might be going for a walk. It might be having a cup of tea. It may be sitting there staring at your navel.
Yeah.
I had a lady come to class once and I gave everybody that tool and they went out. One lady came back and she said, oh, I had a blast. I went to the beauty parlor and I did this and I did that and I had a pedicure. The other lady said, wow, she said, I put the kids out in the backyard with a bag of candies and went in and cleaned the garage. And I had a blast. And the lady in the spa was, I'm glad I chose my day. And the woman said, you changed my life. Because the kids were happy, they got to do whatever they wanted. And I went into the garage and I got to do what I wanted for the first time in years. And at the end of the day, all of us sat down and were really happy. So 1 hour, it doesn't have to look like anything. It's your hour. You can do whatever you like with it.
Absolutely.
And if you put yourself first, you might find a big difference and a change, not just in your life, but in everybody else around you.
I had an opportunity last week. I was at the laundromat, and I met there was a woman there who was folding piles and piles of clothes. It looked like it was going to get stacked to the ceiling. She has 4 or 5 children. I forget the number. I think 5 children. And I said, oh, my goodness, look at all the laundry. She says, Friday afternoon is my day. I do all the clothes. I pile them all up. I get them all washed in the car. I take myself to lunch every Friday. I go to the movies every Friday, and I get to do exactly what I want in the afternoon, because then when I pick up the kids, obviously my life is very, very different, but at least for that time, it's my time and I do exactly what I want. And that was a shining example of that unsolicited in a laundromat in North Kansas City, Missouri, where I was able to look at that an access tool, and I don't think she knew anything about access, but it didn't make any difference. She cogged on it and she figured that out all by herself for herself. And I said, ma'am, I am very grateful that you do that. And she says, well, thank you very much. I'm quite impressed. And she was beaming and smiling and happy about it. And out the door she went and loaded up her car and off to the movies. So good for her.
How does it get any better than that?
Absolutely.
And you know what? For those of you out there, I know all the girls in Bevo, they're always working.
That's right.
Hi, guys. Woohoo! I just remembered, I think it was Darlene from Bevo. Her and I have talked before. And sometimes it's hard to find an hour a day to put aside. But even if you will put 30 minutes or 10 minutes a day, just 10 minutes could change the way you feel in your day for the rest of the day. Because you put yourself first. 10 minutes is all it takes. And it can expand and grow.
Yeah.
And I'm going to add something to that now, David, seeing as the theme of today is gratitude.
Okay.
If you would take 10 minutes a day and just sit down and look at, what are you grateful for today? What am I grateful for today? Well, I'm grateful, and it might say, well, I'm grateful I woke up. Then again, not so much. Okay. Hey, I'm grateful for my body. I'm grateful for this call. I'm grateful for my cup of coffee. And just start to look at some things that you do have rather than what you don't. Like we said earlier in the show, if you focus on what you have rather than what you have not, and give yourself 10 minutes a day to do that, it could generate that peace and ease and space and calm that more will be invited to the party.
It's a little like I've listened to a variety of folks over the years that'll would say, boy, oh boy, I wish I had a, you know, a Jaguar, or I wish I had a Rolls Royce, or I wish I had a Corvette, or I wish I had that. And you look at them and say, well, do you have a car? Well, yeah, I have a car. Well, is it paid for? Well, yeah, pretty much. Does it run okay? Well, yeah, pretty much. So the difference between a need and a want, very, very, to me, I see the difference very, very quickly, but it kind of blends out there in the reality that we live in, that, again, back to gratitude. Better to be grateful that you have a car, and what would it take for me to have a different car, and ask, put it into a question format rather than sit and talk about what I don't have, as you were alluding to there, and we've covered so nicely today, is wasting our time on the shoulda, woulda, coulda, as opposed to living in the gratitude of what we do actually have, and what are all the possibilities for more wonderful things to come into our lives.
Yeah. Well, as I said before, it's like if you're being the gratitude for you, if you're having gratitude, if you're spending 10 minutes a day in gratitude, it'll attract more gratitude. Gratitude for you, from other people, gratitude for what you have in your life, and hey, what else will want to come and join you?
That's right.
And then what else is possible? What are the infinite possibilities of more showing up? And in that energy and space, a whole different possibility can and will show up if you'll allow it. And so please, if this has brought any interest up in your universe, gratitude. If I were being grateful for me today, who would I be and what would I choose? Or what am I grateful for today? And just let it come off your tongue. And the more you do it, the easier it becomes. And that can include your body, your life, your living. And what will it take for you to have a need-filled and joyful experience every moment of every day, even when it isn't the most sensational of all days.
Yeah. And it doesn't necessarily have to be Valentine's Day or Christmas Day or Easter or some holiday. We try to lock in and jam in at least a thimbleful of gratitude into a single day of the year, when what about the other 364 days, you know, that we have something to be grateful for every single day of our lives?
Yeah. One thing can grow to many.
That's right.
And what will it take for that to show up?
Woo-hoo! Absolutely. Well, you know, I think we might just take a few moments to talk a little bit about what's going on, because we have so many things on our plate that are we're offering to our listeners. If you're in the Kansas City area, or if not, that's okay. We may have other opportunities. We may have other options, viable options, who's to say. But this weekend, we have two bars classes here at Viable Options in North Kansas City on Saturday, and then another class on Sunday. So bars is the sort of the beginning of Access Consciousness. It's the foundation class that all other classes grow upon. And we'll give you some website links to look at for that. You can. We also have an Access Foundation and a Level 1 class.
Woo-hoo!
Whoopee, we're just wahoo. Audrey Lynette is going to be our Grandmaster Instructor for that class, and she's already in town for that. And we're kind of working on probably having a clarity night prior to that class, which is kind of an informational meeting and a little information about Access and about the class. And
it's a party.
Yeah, if you need a bars class prior to the foundation and level one, which is a prerequisite, you can certainly call us here at Viable Options at 816-283-0685, and we can figure things out for you. Then, on Saturday, February 25th, we have our world-famous Spa Talks days at Viable Options, of which we offer massage and colonics and ion chi foot baths and sauna sessions.
Oh, my goodness, it's good.
Yep, and Access bar sessions. How does it get any better than that?
I vouch for that. That was my day-to-day.
Woohoo! Right. And we offer those, and you can go to our website for that, viableoptions.com. And then, obviously, we have our radio show, which you're enjoying today, and we'll be our next show will be on February 23rd at 4 o'clock Central, 2 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Eastern, and whatever it may be on your part of the galaxy, or I don't know what the astronauts that they're listening, what their time zone is, but that's okay. I don't have to know. but just for your own, as of our listeners, if you would like to, if you're in the North or if you're in the Kansas City area and you'd like a private session with Audrey, since she is in town, you can call Viable Options at 816-283-0685, and I'm quite certain we can schedule something for you if you like. And Audrey's website is Audrey Lynette, AudreyLynette.com, and Access Joy for You, one word, at yahoo.com is a contact email, and then viableoptions.com or acofkc.net, and we would welcome you to go to bbsradio.com, who is hosting our show for us here, and go to the Live, Laugh, and Be You page, where you'll have all kinds of contact information and some background about each one of us and what we do and how we do it and how grateful we are for the opportunity to do what we do. So that kind of sums up. Oh, we do want to say thank you and wahoo and hello to the Evolving Magazine, to Jill Dutton and her team over there.
Jill, woohoo! Thank you.
Yes, page 4 in this month's issue is a little blurb on our radio show, and we are immensely grateful. How does it get any better than that? And what are all the possibilities? So, wahoo to Jill and to Connie over there and to the entire team that puts that wonderful publication together every month for the Kansas City area and all over the planet. And Audrey, do you have any other things going on the West Coast since you are from, the West Side over there, the West Coast? What else is going on over there?
I do, and I didn't prepare for that. It isn't in my head right now.
Okay, but that's all right.
There's bar classes coming up. And I have a foundation level one happening on March 24th and 25th of March. And then at the end of February, 24th and 25th, I'll be doing some body process classes, which are taking the body processes of Access and applying them to your everyday life.
There you go.
So I'll be teaching a couple of those.
If you go to AudreyLynette.com, and she has a page of all of her classes, some links there that'll take you right to everything you need to know about the class and the costs and a means of signing up and all that wonderful chore stuff that one must do to get involved with the class. But it's very readily, it's a few mouse clicks away, let's put it that way.
Yes, and I send a big shout out to everybody here in Kansas City. Hi, girls in B-Vogue. Woohoo! I'm coming to see you soon. Whee! And I thought I'd surprise you. Surprise!
Audrey's here.
And all the gang that were here last time I was here, thank you, and I look forward to seeing you guys sometime soon. I look forward to hearing how your bias classes are going as well.
Yeah, we're very pleased that we've had a lot of graduates from our bars classes here in the Kansas City area, and a lot of folks have become bars facilitators now, full-fledged.
Yes.
So wahoo, which means that they can not only do bar sessions, they're able to teach the classes.
Yes.
And they're all over. There's Celia over in Fox over in St. Louis. And I know Megan Hill in Kansas City here does some classes, and we have lots and lots of new instructors that are listed on the accessconsciousness.com website in the master list there. You can look them up.
Yeah.
And just growing leaps and bounds, and we are we're just showing how grateful we are that more gratitude is being generated by the moment.
Absolutely. It really is about gratitude. when we were talking about this topic, I realized how grateful I am for all the people, every single one, every being that takes a tool and uses it, every being that chooses to have more ease in life, just your very being, without having to do anything, we're incredibly grateful for. The universe is grateful for you, as are we. And I hope that today, our sharing this with you and being the gratitude that we apply to our life every day and sharing that with you allows you to have more for yourself and increases and expands your life and living greater and greater, more and more, as the years go on. And I'm very grateful to David and Lynn for being willing to take a chance on this weird Australian from using these weird tools that actually shift and change your life, and being willing to play with us on the radio airwaves with Doug and the team to invite you to a different possibility. And please remember, please know that there are no silly questions ever, because a question can empower you to know what's true for you. And if you can't remember any of the questions we ask, how does it get any better than that? And what else is possible?
Absolutely, absolutely. And it's important for our listeners to know that after the show is done, we do archive the shows up on viableoptions.com and acfkc.net on our two websites that we maintain here. If you have questions for the show or comments or criticisms, whatever that may be, we're grateful if you were to send them to us at livelaughandbeyou@yahoo.com. livelaughandbeyou, one word, @yahoo.com. And although, you know, we're not necessarily an access consciousness show, but how that interweaves itself into as a almost a form of alternative health wisdom is I'm very grateful for, because if there's a tool that can help you to reduce the stress that you have in your life, like having a bar session or doing some clearings or taking an access class and maybe getting a little bit more enlightened about the way things really work, not the way that they seem to work, if you can reduce a little stress in your life and start feeling a little bit more comfortable, I can virtually guarantee you that your health will start to improve. And they're small steps, you know, just like the analogy about riding a bicycle and learning to walk. It takes a little time, and you need to be patient with yourself. And who should you always be grateful for? You.
Whee! That's true. How does it get any better than that, David?
That's
and what
right.
else is possible?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So if we were being grateful for us today, who would we be and what would we choose? Who would we be and what would we choose? How does it get any better than that, and what else is possible? I'd like to wish everybody an ease-filled and joyful Valentine's Day. I know it's the holiday that's coming up next. Woo-hoo. I can tell by all the pink and red everywhere.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. My goodness, I saw so many pink and red cookies last night. Woohoo!
That's right.
I know
yeah.
it's coming. How does it get any better than that? And if you're alone, you're never alone. And if you were being grateful for you on Valentine's Day, who would you be and what would you choose? And what would you like to do to be thankful for you?
Yeah.
Treat yourself nicely and the world will treat you nicely too. What would it be like?
It's a remarkable concept, and it's something that once you get a taste of,
mm-hmm.
I can virtually guarantee you that most people will not want to go backwards.
No, I haven't. I'd like to send a big gratitude to my sweet husband, gorgeous husband, who is in California while I'm out here. Hi, darling. I hope you're listening. Woo-hoo! Thank you for letting me go and travel the world. And take care of business out here in the KC area. And I hope you're feeling better. He's been under the weather. But I'm very grateful for him. And I'm very grateful for consciousness, access, the universe, and you.
There we go. Well, Seth, I think you can take us out now on our closing music. And we will see you again in 2 weeks.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Take care.
Bye.